Até se não dá, né? Pô, eu chamo New Sugar. Kind of. Not really. They're going all That's 7 lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Bruno Omar. Oi, Kesef. Oi, Meetup. So what was Bruno coming to tell us? Bruno Omar, the wording of the Mishnah of the words, Bruno Omar, sounds like he's coming to argue, right? Because what's the normal rule? If it's come to say a statement, you'd say Omar Bruno. If it's Bruno Omar, Omar after the name, is he coming to argue? He's coming to argue with someone. Now you're saying this, Bruno Omar, not that. So Bruno said, not like you're saying. I'm saying, oi kesef, oi meitav. That when a person has to pay for damages or whatever it'll be, has to pay damages, as we're talking about. You have either kesef or meitav. Those are the two options. That's all you can pay for. Kesef or meitav. What's he coming to argue? Who's he arguing with? Well, we once had other people who said otherwise. There was a Papa, a Punabid, a Rishon, a Zayin, a Base. They said the words of, well, let's go back all the way to the Zayin, a Aleph. If you go back 2 pages earlier, Zayin,
a Aleph.
No, Zayin, a previous page. And there's about 20 lines up, probably 18. There's a line that begins with Romi Le Abay. Romi Le Abay, Abay asked the question to Rava, steer. On the one hand, it says, Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karmo, Yeshali. There's a pasuk that says you have to pay Meitav. On the other hand, there's a price. This is Yoshiv, the rabbi, Shove Kesef. There's a price that says, no, you can give Shove Kesef, you can give even Subin. So, steer, do you have to give Meitav or do you give Subin? So, that was the kasha that Abaye asked Rava. And the Gemara on Amud Beis said Rava had one teretz. Eventually, a Papa and a Punabid Yerushua told us a different teretz. They should know everything is Meitav, even Subin. Subin's also Meitav because if it's not sellable here, it could be sellable there. So, everything is Meitav. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell. Either the best karka. Because karka, you have to give the best. Or you can even give the most rottiest, weakest, most, as we would say in English, rubbish type of property of metal. Even
What does Meta mean then?
Meta means the best.
Okay, but then he's
Easily
saying
sellable. Easily sellable.
Marcus Lewin.
Market, very easily marketable.
Smart.
Right. So karka has to be the best because karka you can't take from place to place. And otherwise, you can give. Subin, even Subin, that's also a meter. That was the chiddush of Papa and Rav Huna on the Zayin Amud Beis. Along comes Rav Huna and Daf Tes Amud Aleph and says, "No, I disagree. I disagree. You can only give either. I'm coming to answer the psukim. It says Yoshiv and it says meter. You know what the pshat in the pasuk is? You can only give either meter or cash. You cannot give." Subin, you can't give Shabbat Kesef. Either Meitav or cash. Not like your Punah B'ri Yerusha, and not like a puppet. So how exactly do we fit that in the Pesukim? Israel, Nachman, Avuneh, you've ignored the Pesukim. You're coming to resolve the Pesukim. You've ignored it. Yoshiv, Rabbi Shabbat Kesef, Afilu Subin. Says, Avuneh, no, that's talking about the pasuk is coming to tell me if you don't have kesef and you don't have meitav, then you can give subin. If you don't have kesef or meitav, you can give subin. What's the kiddush? What else can you give? You can't give kesef, you can't give meitav. What else can you
give?
That's what we're saying. You can give it. So, what's the kiddush? What else do you want to do?
No,
He doesn't have meitav, he doesn't have kesef, so what do you want him to give? Right, so what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara. If he doesn't have anything else, of course, give whatever you can. No. Go and trouble yourself. You go and Zobin. go and sell those subin, and you bring cash, don't give that subin to the person you damaged. Adam, you go and you sell the subin, and you bring him cash. And with the cash, you'll then pay for the damage you did. You might have thought that's what you should do. In this situation, when you don't have kesef and you don't have mitav, in this situation, you can give the subin, even though the subin is very hard for him to sell, you don't need to go and sell it. You can give it to the person that you don't. That's the gemara. That's only if you don't have. Right. That's the kunta boni. He's ready to go and put a bishua. He's ready to go and pop it. He holds you can't give kesef chairs. If you've got cash, you have to give cash. But
can't dump your stuff.
Right. But if you don't have cash, you don't have mitav, you don't have karka, then you can pay up with kesef chairs. You still have kesef chairs in America? No, right. So no chiddush there. But if somebody's an American, he's got a sack of kesef chairs, according to a papa who made him shua, we said he could pay them out with those kesef chairs. According to Rav Huna, no, you can't do that. If you've got nothing else to do, then you can give your kesef chairs in payment. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Chiddush is I don't need to go and sell those kesef chairs and bring you cash. Rather, you have to do it. Right, okay.
Does Meitav, well, once you're the right person, the Mazik doesn't have cash, he doesn't have a card. He has several different types of Meitav. He has kesef chairs, he has Tzuvim, and various other types. He gets to choose what you give him, or does he have to, does Meitav also include the best of whatever those Meitav
are? Kipshutoi, he could choose one. Kipshutoi. Maybe I'll see the Rosh with my. Have a media duke, not kipshutoi. Either kesef, meitav. If it's not that, everything else is not meitav. So you just give what you've got.
Because you would have thought that meitav is something you should give the best you possibly
get. You would have thought so, but you need a riot.
Right.
You need a riot. Yes, Yossi.
You know, later on, I'm supposed to give one of the opinions in regards to three different types of meaning.
I mean, I'm
going to say about different things. Here, at this stage in the Gemara, are we saying that there is a different, are we talking about only a Nezek?
Yeah, we're talking about Meitav. Meitav is Nezek.
Only Nezek. Okay.
Yeah, Meitav is always Nezek. But there's no din Meitav by Baal Choyv. No din Meitav like some Zishon. We're talking about Mazik. Yeah?
So if we give one second, just a Mazik case. We're saying he gives him either cash or Meitav. Let's say he doesn't have a Meitav land. Meitav is more important for your behavior, which is made up of belongings to him. So then he'll always have a behavior. Whatever he has, he'll
never have that. And then he doesn't have that.
Unless
he doesn't have that. But
if he has horrible land.
He has what?
Horrible land. Like horrible. Really rocky, horrible, not land.
Zimboris, that's good.
It's like really got
Zimboris. Okay, Zimboris. Right. Yeah.
So,
okay.
So that would only be taken out of the suiting, according to
Rabban. If you hold that, you go for the
Meitav. It's actually more
you go for the Meitav of him, and go to the back into the Meitav and give him a smile, but you go for the Meitav of the person, the Meitav of the world, right?
Remember my this?
What? There was Machlikas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. Whether we say, you go Meitav, what does Meitav mean? Do we say Meitav of the Mazik? Or do we say the Meitav of the Nizik? Kiva said the Meitav is going on the Meitav of the person to pay. So if he's got any land, it's always going to be called his Meitav. It's the best, even if it's.
Let me change it.
And Rabbi Shmuel also mean Meitav of the average person. Then we had the Gemara after that. If you hold it's made up of the world, is it made up of the oilam? If you say it's made up of his, is it made up of the oilam or made up of his? That is the Gemara. Kishin Shom and Shalayin Shom and Rabbi Shalayin and Shom, that was enough. Zayin Omen Base.
That's not still talking about land, though. It's not talking about the Tatsum, like if there's any kind of distinction or differentiation between the different
types. So let me just create something. Sorry, apologize. Create something. There's my point to the Kibbutz Shmuel, whether you go from the meter of the Nizik or the meter of the Mazik. Whether you do the best of the person that got damaged or the best of the person that damaged. Every kiva holds that you go according to the one person that damages, right? And according to Bishwa, you go according to the Nizik. So that's what we have in our figures there. Then we have another point. If you say that you go according to the person that damages, right? Then the Mazik, which is every kiva, is it based on his own property or is it based on the Shalom? That's what we had then in the Psalm.
That's what I want to know about. It's his voice.
If you go to Rabbi Kiva, you go come to the Mazik, yeah. And you say Bishaloyin Shomin, so then
he only has the books.
Yeah,
let's say a very, very low quality support.
Yeah.
So now, but that's short in the world. If we look at Shalom, he's a lower than the books. We're still going to take this.
We said that anyway. You never have to buy more property. So if that's all he has, that's all he gives.
So he has that or cash. Oh, forced to give.
Very
cash.
Good. Very good. That'll take enough community. He's got Ziboris and very cash. So which one do you give? So if you're old, you can give either cash or Ziboris, or Idis. So if you're whole now, that Idis is the final and the worst that damages, and Idis is based on his and not Bishaloylom, so then it would come out that he could give the Ziboris. Right? That's what it should come out. Yeah? I'm saying, okay, if you're old, you go based on the world. He has to give cash. We once have that in the thesis. 1 second, let me find it. You're looking at that thesis. Vavam at base. We're really going back all the way back now. Vavam at base. Thesis the muscle could go chase it. It is the music because he burst the music. Thesis there says. Afilu l'man d'omar b'shaloyin shomim.
First
one is the
death.
Yeah. That Tosis is saying, afilu l'man d'omar b'shaloyin shomim, abu mosim imedilesim mazik, idis the nizik. The mazik doesn't have property equivalent to the idis of the nizik. So the man d'omar kesef or meitav, that's our advona. Kunt man d'omar says you have to give either kesef or meitav, yisharim kesef l'bishmoyen. Let's go over again. Rabbi Shmuel ought to go according to the Nizam. So his Idis is better than the land of the Mazik. In the case where it was, the Nizik's property is better than the land of the Mazik. Then the Kundra Puru said, you have to either give Kesef or Meitav, you have to give Kesef. Because Meitav you can't do, you don't have. The person damages only has Ziburis. And the person's property that got damaged, he has Idis. And you're going to Yip Shmuel, you have to go going to the Idis of the Nida. And you don't have that. Yeah. What do you want me to do? I don't have any land. What do you want? Yeah, but you've got Kesef. And since you have Oy Kesef, Oy Meitav, you have to give the Kesef. And by Kuntur Kiva, you go according to one who damages the Mazik, and his Idis is Ziburis. So you can give either the Ziburis or the Kesef, you can choose.
Each of them.
Which is what you are saying is all tastes was involved on the base. Yeah. Very good. So let's get back to where we're holding up Tessam. You see, we've had Vav Zayin. Still get to Kesef. Back to Tessam. So the Tessam. So says the Parabune. That steer they had in the Psukim. He had the steer. The one that says Meta, the other one that says Yoshim. Which made Rav Papa and Avuna Bereid Rav Yeshua come up with a chiddush that Yoshev Sudin is equivalent to Meitav? I disagree on that. It's not true. Either you give Meitav or you give Kesef. So what's the pasuk Yoshev coming to tell me? The pasuk Yoshev comes to tell me that in the event that you don't have either Idis or Kanu or you don't have Kesef, then you can give Sudin.
What does he do with the passage that we learned with regards to a battle going to the land by the house of the person? Didn't we bring that as also proof that we said the person has a right to see as the lowest of his quality?
Yeah, one second.
We want to apply it to this case. We want to apply this to the Mazik. I think we applied it to the Mazik also. That's how we had to, that's how we got to Joe Papa's decision that you can give even Subic. We said that's how that's made up. because he gives whatever he wants to give. Isn't that how we got there?
I don't remember that part, so we'll come to it. I just wanted to ask you first, and if it is, we'll come back to you. Yeah? Let's see, Ash. One on.
What is the significant here?
Very good question. Tell you, good that you landed back. I'm coming to a very Choshva Rishon called Reb Shlomo ben Yitzchok. Heard of him? Yes. Says Rashi, Rabun Omar. Rabun Omar, let's see Rashi. Rabun Omar. Loi kasha kroi dele'el. That kasha which you asked all those months ago on the Zayin Amadalev is not a kasha. Kesev u'meitav. We had the kasha, it was kesev, it says meitav. What is it? Loi kasha, it's not kasha. Why? The ochi kama krov. This is what the pasuk means. That's what the pasuk means to tell you. Either kesef or meta. Kesef yoshev levalov, and it says meta. Either kesef or meta. That is what Rav Huna tells us. You should know there's never a steer in the pasukim. Either give kesef or meta, one of the two. Why did Rav Huna wake up now? Davzain was a very long time ago. Why did he wake up now? David's question. Eshom, the boy in Asuki Milsa, the Rishmal Rebbe Kiva. The Rishmal Rebbe Kiva wants discussing Meitav. What's Meitav? Is it the Meitav of the Mazik or the Meitav of the Nizik? And then we want to know, is it B'Shaloyim Shomim, Shaloyim Shomim? So we had a lot to talk about it, all in Rishmal Rebbe Kiva. So therefore, the boy in the hell, we had a question that. So therefore, we waited ad hoco, Kamari also till here, we're talking about this shayla about it is the mazik, the nizik. So that's why there was a little break. We once asked the kasha, and the kasha is it kesev? Had we have a seer, yishuv, the seer? That Papa Hanabed Shah said that Yeshub. Then we carried on discussing Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Yishmael, which was the topic at hand. And eventually we came back to the original steer that we lost. That's how Rashi answered it.
It's still a Mikunik. Rashi Rabbeinu structured this differently to save Rebbe Kiva and Yeshub until after. It seems to be like going to run him.
Yeah, the Rebbe Kiva and Yishmael was already discussed earlier. That was already Jimmy at base. And then we were discussing this meter. We've discussed, then we had the steer in the psukim, and we resolved it. So now we want to go back to the topic, which was the Kibbe Bishmal. And now, Ravuna says, you know, we've gotten that, I got a dick impression, but you asked in the middle, I have an answer for it. Truth is, you're right, we could have. I know it from many years ago. Theoretically, we could have had, we had Rebbe Kiva Mishmal, we had a question about Meitav. We could have put that all in brackets and discussed all the possible answers which we could have given for that. And then eventually gone back to Rebbe Kiva Mishmal. But that's not what the Gemara wanted. The focus was really Rebbe Kiva Mishmal. We have a question. Okay, I've got an answer. It could be there's more answers, but that's the answer which goes. And we have an answer. Now we can go back to the question I had. Now, Rav Huna says, remember that agav question we had, in parenthesis, whatever you call it, question, remember we had that? I've got another answer to answer that question. But first, we want to finish off with the topic that we once had. That's how Rabbeinu Rav Ashi thought we needed to write the Gemara. So one second, we just need to understand what's going on here. Remember, we come down to steer. What was this steer?
So we say Meta, I guess.
That was the steer?
Yeah.
That's what Abaya asked Rava?
English.
That's what Abaya asked Rava?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it? Yeah. Have a look again.
Yashi.
The what?
That you could pay with glass.
Subi. You can even pay Subi. That was the steer. On the one hand, it says Meta. On the other hand, you pay Subi. That was the steer. So if Ravuna is going to answer that steer, how did he answer it? If we have a steer, on the one hand it says you should give Meitav, the best. And Salchenia says you can give Sumin, which is not good.
He has a different understanding of Meitav.
So we've got this theory which you're going to resolve.
Right.
Says Rashi, the question which you asked earlier is not a difficulty. It's no kasha. Why? Because you've got to give kesef or meita. Say, but that wasn't the question. The question wasn't from kesef. The question was from Yoshim. So how's the answer to this kasha? We come down to that steer. Have you answered the steer? You can either give, we have a question, you can either give meita or even subim. So he said, no, there's no steer whatsoever. You can either give keser or meita. I don't answer the steer. The steer was you can give subim. What was it? The machman masti flow. What do you mean? Yoshim. You haven't answered anything. If you're reading that way, it's very strange what Ravuna was saying. Ravuna was saying, I've got no steer. Don't worry, I can resolve the steer. There's no steer here. You're saying, since Yosef can even bring Subin, no steer. He either get Meitav or Kesef. Not when you haven't answered the question. We said Subin.
No, he wasn't talking about Subin. He was talking about the Russian one with the word Meitav.
That was the kasha we had before. No kasha created out. That was the kasha we asked earlier. The kasha we asked earlier was from Subin. So if you're going on the Psukim Dilel, you have to answer that. So what was Ravuna saying to which Ravuna answered back? This is what we need to do to Tavos Rashi. Says Tavos Rashi doesn't say anything.
Rashi said that obviously Pasuk does is Kesef. So obviously.
Now there wasn't the cash which we had earlier. So we'll see. It says Tavos Ravuna. Ravuna, okay, not doing the whole Tavos. Don't worry. Not now. We're doing it soon.
Not worry.
Right. Ravuna, Amla, Oy Kesef, Oy Meta. Pisha Kuntras, Shebali Tarits. Is coming to answer the Pesukim on steer. We have to say that he wasn't able to finish his words. Rav Nachman was sitting there, jumped at him, right? Rav Ono was trying to say something. You should know there's no steer in the Pesukim. You've got the halacha is you can either give kesef or meita. What do you mean? What? 1 second, I'm about to explain to you. The only option, the only possibility to give is kesef or meita. So, what do we do with Yoshiv, which says you can give even subin? That's talking about a case where you don't have either kesef or meita. And that's now resolving a series of psukim. On the one hand, it says meita. On the other hand, it says you give subin. You know when you can give subin? When there's no meita. When you don't have meita, you don't have kesef, then you can give subin. That's how Rav Huna is resolving the psukim. And Rav Nachman, who jumped in the middle, didn't let him finish off his point that he was saying. The Tosfos comes out with Rashi here. We have two more Rashi. Shava Kesev.
I'm reading the Pasha, reading Pasha. At all. Not even close.
Shava Kesev, Adams Kesev. How can you tell me Kesev is? Shava Kesev. And so answer the one with the less say, Kesev. Rashi, Shava Kesev. Adams Kesev. With the less say, no Kesev, no Sodois. So what's the Kiddush? Mao the Tamar, we know the Mazik. We tell the Mazik, Ziltrach, Mizobin, you go and sell Subin, go and sell the Subin, big Kesef, and make money on it. Vasily Kesef, and bring Kesef to the Mazik, to the Nizik. Kamashelo, no, he doesn't have to do that. You can give those Kesef shares that are totally non sellable here, and the Nizik has to do it. Very good question. That is one of the hardest questions to answer in Shas. Zavin sometimes means to buy and sometimes means to sell. Zavin, how about he says that is to buy, right? And sometimes it means to sell. I gather, I talks about a person sold his property. تتضامن قوي قضيت اللي ميسر قد الصورة اللي عم بيجمعه سيلز. And each place you have to look at the context and see if they mean to buy,
yeah.
to sell. Right.
But it's neat transaction.
Nachon. Say that. But we won't understand which way the transaction was going.
What
it's one of those.
Buy, sell.
Right.
I hope you're a stock
trader. I see that.
So here it means Zobin means to sell. You can sell it because they make kesef and bring the money to the Nizik, Kamashalon, not. Okay. Says the Gemotaitis. Rabbono Omar, he kesef with Meta, Bishop Kuntras, Shabo, the Tarits, Kroi, Delel. He's coming. Yeah, Taitis, yeah? We moved on to Taitis. Shabbat the Tarets, Kroi Delel, he's coming to answer the psukim that we posed, this contradiction we posed earlier. Betzorech Loima, you have to say, Shalei, his speaker signed Dvorov, that he was unable to complete his words, Ad Sheik Shalei, before Nachman jutted in. Why must you say that? Because if he's coming to answer the psukim about Sumin, then he didn't answer anything. He just said, you can pay, I quite guess it. But that wasn't the question. The question was from Subin. So if that's what he's coming to answer, you have to say he didn't manage to finish his words. Not that we're going to miss the boat. We're going to come to answer Steer, and he didn't answer it. It must be that he have not been jotted in. It's the Maharam speaks this all out. Since that he's coming to explain that everyone has come to answer the Subin beforehand, he never answered anything. You have to say he didn't manage to finish. His main kavana was to answer that Yosef is referring to a case where he doesn't have. That's what he's coming to say. Okay, let's try to taste this further. Is the Gosu? Now, is the Gosu not like we have? Omar Rav Huna. Omar Rav Huna. Omar. If it's Omar Rav Huna, then what does it mean? What's the difference between Rav Huna and Omar Rav Huna?
And I need to agree. But
not agree. It's the same. It's not connected to what was said earlier. He's not coming to argue on what was said earlier. He's coming to say a statement. There was a Mishnah that says that Meita Ba'oed. There was a Mishnah that says Meita. Nothing to do with Stirim Sukim. There was a Mishnah that said Meita. To which Rav Huna answered back, it says, "Well, my Rav Huna, love that kemita."
And the Rav please read it again.
Yeah, is the girl see on my Rav Huna? The guy I'm seeing is going on the Mishnah. The Tanya b'meita v'oyetz. It says b'meita v'oyetz. For on my Rav Huna, Rav Huna said on that. Lav dafka meitav, lav dafka meitav. When we say meitav, it doesn't mean dafka meitav. Ela oy kesef, oy meitav. Ela only either kesef or meitav. So he was never discussing the theory in the psuki. We're never discussing the theory in the psuki to answer anything. You're saying you should know when the Mishna says meitav, it's either meitav or
Kesef.
One second. Now, along came Ibn Nachman to ask the question, how can you tell me that means either Meitav or Kesef? We know you can even pay Subin. So he says back, that's the case where you don't have Meitav or Kesef, you don't have it, then you can pay Subin. What's the minor on this chat more than the first chat? We get to the same answer. So what's the minor? The minor is, do we say that Ibn Nachman interrupted without allowing Rav Huna to finish off speaking? If we're saying that Rav Huna's coming to resolve a Sira, well, he didn't resolve anything by saying Kesef Mita. He didn't resolve it. The resolving is that he doesn't have. But he never got to that. Rav Huna asked him. You have to say Rav Huna interrupted. Rav Huna wanted to say the Sira, the answer to the Sira is when you do have or when you don't have. If you have, you have to pay Kesef or Mita. If you don't have, you can pay even Surin. But just he never managed to speak out before Ibn Nachman jutted in. If you learn it's Omar Ibn Nachman, Ibn was never come down to any steers. He was coming to tell me a din. The Mishnah says you pay Meitav. Says Ibn Nachman, you should know that it's not Dafka Meitav. It's even Kesef as well. Then we have a question. How can you tell me Kesef? You can even give Shabbat Kesef. That's a question on what Rabbanu said. Didn't interrupt you. You said a pretty finished sentence. And when the Torah says Meitav, it's Meitav or Kesef. We have a question. Yoshev. Answer is, that's talking about a case where you don't have Meitav or Kesef. Is the argument of Papa and Avonah Beit Yehoshua? Okay, yeah. Because the Papa and Avonah Beit Yehoshua were saying you can always pay. They were saying that Subin's also Meita. So the Chayyid arguing with them, but at least he wasn't. So the end product's the same is Machrikas, Avona, and Pablo, Peter, and Avona, and Yeshua. There's a Chayyid Machrikas. But the question was, I mean, syntax is your Papa, was there nothing interrupting, yes or no?
It's not better what considered that the category. That one holds it, so they still consider
Meitav. Okay, the Papa and the Avonah Beit Yehoshua hold that Suvin is also Meitav. And the Avonah was Chaylik and Yeltsin is not Meitav.
But you're like, oh, but he had it.
Right, so that part's the same, Shalit, how you build up. When we get to the Rosh, we'll see something much deeper, but that's what we're seeing at the moment. There's another mind in this chat is why Tony born now and not when we were discussing the seer. Yeah, Rashi said, we couldn't wait until we got to the end of a period in Mishma, according to this new chart. It's partially why he's born now and not in the middle of that question, because it wasn't coming down to the steer. It wasn't coming down to the steer. The steer was a steer, which we answered with the pop and if one of Mishma. And now everyone was coming to say, some are digging in the Mishnah, you should know whenever we say Meitav, Meitav is also Kesef. Aaron Nachman said, Meitav is Kesef only Meitav? What about Yoshi? No, I hold that Yosef is not, Subin's not Meitav. And you can only pay Subin in a case when you don't have Kesef or Meitav. That's the one. That's this. Yeah, good?
Lovely.
Very good. So that's the two Malachim we had in the Sugya. Is Rav Huna come to resolve the Stira? Or is he not? The Dinim that come out of the Chayah are the same. He comes out saying you can't pay up Subin unless you don't have Meitav, unless you don't have Kesef. You can't pay up Subin, and the Papa and Avonah Beit Yehoshua seem to say that you can. They seem to say you can, right? Which, that's how they learn it. Says the Vayta in the Tosis. The Sefer of Infis. Anyone know where we find such a thing in such a Sefer? Very good. Sefer of Infis is known as the Rif. Yeah. Sefer of Infis, Pirish, the Puna of Reza of Shua of Rapopa de Leel, Legi and Rapunim. So, they argue, like we came out, they argue, they hold you can pay even. So, the Inusovi come in the Meta, they hold everything's Meta. And Philosovi, the Puna Sala, the Loyal Meta, and Oi Kesev. Oy Karaka. Everyone holds it's not Meitav, only Kesev or Karaka. So now what do we do if you have Machlekes Rav Papa, Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua versus Rav Huna? So in chronologically, order, Rav Huna was an earlier Amir. So says the Rif, because it's Machlekes, so Pasak, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua, Shein Basroi, Yipasin, Lai De Basroi, Lai De Basroi, Lai De Basroi, Lai De Basroi, Achrenim know what Yerushalayim said. So we've taken everything Yerushalayim said into account. And we're counting into account. So therefore, the halacha is not the best story.
Right. So obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu knew better than some of the Achrenim. He knew what he knew. So he passed him what he passed him. He heard him. I will, first of all, I'm so sure they knew exactly what he meant. This is so many quotes, what somebody meant. But okay, so then they knew, but he knew it also, and he passed it this way. I mean, Gary passed it differently. Unless you tell me the world has changed to something new element in the world. How could you say this? Why would they pass it differently than him?
Because Avona wasn't the sole source of the Syrians. Avona was an Amir, and there was Amir. So then he titled the argument Amir. So I've heard what you've said at the issue for this theory. Is it steer in the Pesukim? I've heard what you said to resolve the steer. And we've got a different steer. We've got a different way to resolve. It was all. Yeah. Am I ever allowed to argue that way? That's it.
Well,
I'm
argue, just argue. Yes, fascinating.
But obviously, we're not arguing stuff for sake of arguing for psychological. And we've heard what you said for this year. We think it's tremendous teichuk to talk about the psukim talking when you don't have anything. We've got much better chance. Kol, mini, everything, every subin is called mita. And that's what we hold. That's how you resolve this year. I mean, my link is between now and we're how to resolve this year. And the rule is, if you have one Amora that heard what the previous Amora said, and nevertheless said his own Mahalach, it means I've understood what you've said. And I think my Mahalach is a better Mahalach.
You have two means one.
No, that's right. That's not what he says.
We have two.
It's not what he said because there's two. The Yochum Grab and Allah Grabim. So he said because Allah Grab is sorry. Allah Grab is sorry. So that means every time you have two Amorim arguing, the later one has a Maida in hearing what the earlier one said and disagreeing with him. The earlier one has a chisor and they never heard what the other one said. Maybe you would have retracted.
He thought of it already.
They would have retracted it for me. Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know. To say their statement. So it could be that Rav Huna thought of it and disagreed with it. It could be not. One thing we know is Rav Bob and Rav Huna, they heard what Rav Huna said, and in calls that they argued. That means they understood that their Mahala is more good.
Do we use that same principle with respect to tonight as well? That later tonight
have
higher or
reach up in the speed. Or Malachim, I'm sorry, there's a it's only until I'm back. Well, there's all clawing in it, they're ashamed to speak out. Not starting everyone. But I don't know about in the Tanoim, if you say Malachim, I'm sorry, I don't think so. But within that room, they're arguing, you have to understand the braces, and understand the Mishnahs, and understand the Psukim. It's a rule. Malachim, give us the rule.
How could we show that out later? Amora, they do previous conversation. But an Amora doesn't even have to know all the prices.
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't need to know all
so let me say, he may not have known all the time, so.
That's true.
So I have to be sure that they know all the
time. Right, it's much easier than it could have had, because it's all in the same base of Medish, the same in Bobo.
Except it works.
Though, wherever it was the place at that time. That's the rule of Allah, Allah Masur. Since the later ones said what they're saying, despite the earlier ones, earlier opinion, we follow the later opinion. Allah Masur. Okay, so that's how the Rif Paskand. Rabbeinu Tam ain't Sovaki. Rabbeinu Tam is Chovak on the Rif. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a Sefer called. Halachic Sefer. Called. Sefer Hayosho. Yeah, Hayosho. Same Hayosho. Hayosho. Hayosho.
The British.
Right. He wrote, he was, I guess he had a bit of a British accent. So he wrote a Sefer Hayosho, Yashar, if you want like that. He wrote with a collection of his psalm. And that's where he wrote this thing. Ben Adam, in Sovakin, disagreed with the Rif. The Mefarish, he explained, Sheish Gimel Dinim Benizokim. Sheish Gimel Dinim. There's three Dinim. Here it is. If you want to put a semicolon or colon before the words Benizokim, it might help you. There's three Dinim. Number one, Benizokim, you can either pay Oy Kesev, Oy Meitam, Fri Leslay, Afir Sobe. Now, who's that opinion?
Well,
who knows? You see, pass now,
you've I'm glad to hear
it. Thanks. Zuzi. If he has cash, he has to pay cash. If somebody has cash, or Balchoy has cash with karma, he can't give his karma. He has to pay cash. How do I know that? The Muchach Ba Kisiv. The Gemara Ksuvah said such a thing. The Gemara then speaks about on Sunday, we're at Karaka, and when the Baal Choy was coming to collect his money, he quickly gave his money to the Goy. And the Gemara says, we're mechayim to sell his Karaka. Why? Since he acted deceitfully, we rule against him in such a way. You never have to sell your carpet. He had to sell the carpet in order to give the cash. Why? Because he acted deceitfully. He gave his cash to a guy. Why is it deceitfully? If you can choose what you want to give, either carpet or cash, if it's not deceitfully. So you see, no, if you've got cash, you have to give cash. And that's why it was wrong what he did to give the guy cash. So you see, even though if you have a choice of cash, you have to give cash. If he doesn't have the cash, we don't tell him, Zil Terach Mizorin, go and sell your karka, Vaisi Zuzi. We don't say that. Could Omar also, like it's apparent in the Gemara then, that generally we don't tell him to sell his karka only because he acted deceitfully, that's why he did, by the way, it's not. Lekeach Shinitza Mechri Mechav Tois. Somebody who buys something and it turns out the whole thing was Mechav Tois. Kamoi Kein Dinoi has the same aloha of a Baal Choy, that if the person sold the property, sold whatever he sold, has cash, he has to pay with cash. If he doesn't have cash, he can pay up with his car.
Is that the third one?
No, that was the second. He's got the same aloha as the Baal Choy. Then, now comes the third one. Well, boy, he is a Nebala by Zuzi. Poyel is an employee. He's working for me. And I have to pay out. If the Balabai is Zuzi, if he has cash, on my name, sorry, if he doesn't have cash, let's say the Balabai is Zuzi, if he doesn't have cash, on my name, we tell the Balabai is Zil Terach Mizorin, you're going to sell your property. A person, an employer, has an obligation to pay the employee cash. And if he doesn't have liquid cash, he has to change it into liquid cash. This is the only case where we tell a person, go and sell your property in order to give cash. That's what Benetan holds. They can't say what you were making. You were picking plums, take plums instead. No, I'm picking plums to make cash. You have to give me cash. That's the rule. So it says Rabbi Natan, there's three halachas. I don't hold that you can give subin. He disagrees with the halacha of subin. You can't give subin. Only you can give subin if you don't have anything else by nizik. But there's no such thing that subin is like meta. No such halacha. You have to give idis, but you have to meta, you have to give meta, but you have to give cash. If you don't have idis, you can give subin, otherwise not. And Baal Choyv and Poel, he said, explains another one. So Rabbi Natan hasn't explained why he doesn't follow the Masori. What happened to the rule? I don't get Masori. He doesn't explain it. So the Rosh is going to tell us why Rabbi Natan here didn't follow the Masori. And the answer is basically similar to what David mentioned earlier. It's very weird that the son of the Gemaris, they brought Rav Huna here on that test. So long after the Zayin. So he wants to say, because the Vinay Vaz were pointing out, Halach Kibasuri, meaning Halach was like Rav Huna, who was mentioned last. Not in chronological age, but rather in which was brought here. And bring an age. No, Halach that's what Rav Ashi was coming to teach us.
Is that a meaning of Basuri?
Well, I don't know, I use the word Basuri, but it means I mentioned it last. To say that's the last
of the end of the discussion.
That's
the case.
Huh?
With the Rambam, that's the case, you know.
I don't know what you mean by
that. Less.
So, listen, we have homework to do. Shmaya Gorsha, we managed to do all this in time for the show. I'm very, very impressed. I'd like to express my appreciation for it. We have homework to do. The homework is the Rosh, Simen, we started there last time. We got to Ravuna, from Ravuna until Simen Vov. Okay? Ravuna, Omar, and at the end of this Rosh is a piece of information which is very, very exciting. It's something we have to show to Dan Solomon. And we've done it. It's the Rosh, the end of the Rosh, Simen Hei. So where is it from? In the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, it says Rav Huna Omar. There's two dots, and it says Rav Huna Omar. That's the middle of the Rosh. You see all? For some reason, the shit that doesn't want to use the Gemara has got rush on the back. That's a little wise. You're allowed to buy Gemaras in the 3 weeks. You're allowed to do it. Where's it? About 10 lines up at the end of the first column. Until Sirin Vav takes you to the next column.
Through 7 is supposed to be 7?
No, until not including Sirin Vav.
Just to balance it.
Right. I just want to reinforce the form that the Rav said on Shabbos morning, although he doesn't need me to be Mechazikim, but we're living in a tremendously difficult time at the moment. And we have to show our appreciation of Torah learning. That's the only thing that matters, that keeps us going. And everyone should try, I'm saying myself, I'm covering myself to learn an extra 7 hours per day. Everyone should try and find some extra time. A day per week, sometime, a person should try to be machazik in Torah learning. Right now, what's happened, good, what might happen up north, is that we're living in a tremendously difficult time. And Torah is all. That's all it is. That keeps us in the sky going. So every person should try. Yeah, everyone should try and find some time. Every person knows how much time they can dedicate. Find out the time you can dedicate and add 5 minutes to it. So that's lovely. Should be well.